Adult king salmon are returning to the Chilkat River at historically low numbers. The population has been decreasing over the last 10 years. In 2016, the Chilkat saw the lowest escapement estimate in about 25 years. And preliminary counts for 2017 show the downward trend is not letting up, and fishing restrictions are likely to continue next year. But let's start with some good news. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preliminary abundance estimate for large Chinook in the Chilkat River is 1,231 fish. That's about double what biologists were expecting. They only predicted the return of about 600 mature kings. Ryan Elliott is a Chinook stock assessment biologist with Fish and Game in Haines.
It's not good by any means, but it's a little bit of a positive sign from where we were approaching the season.
The not-so-good news? That number is still far below the minimum escapement goal, and it's fewer fish than 2016.
It's about 150 fish lower than last year. The final escapement estimate last year was 1,380 fish, so we're still in that downward trend, but we're hoping to get away from that, you know, in upcoming years.
Fish and Game gets this information from a mark recapture project they do in June, July, and August. Here's how it works.
Mark recapture is pretty simple. So we capture and tag fish in the lower Chilkat River between 7 and 9 mile.
That's the start of their adult spawning migration.
We have a known tag population then that's in the river going up to their spawning grounds.
Next, biologists go up to the spawning grounds.
We go to those spawning areas, we inspect fish for the marks that we apply in the lower river. That gives us a mark percentage of the entire population, and in a simple sense, that's a ratio which we use to estimate the drainage-wide population.
So what happened this year that made the run stronger than Elliott originally thought it would be?
We had a positive sign from a particular age class, and that's broodyear 2012. So those are the offspring of the spawning population in the year 2012. They showed us almost nothing last year. We had 195 total run from that age class. And this year, the total run from that age class was 1,150 fish as five-year-olds.
That could mean good things for upcoming years too. Fish and Game took a number of conservation steps this year. Commercial, sport, and subsistence fisheries in the Upper Lynn Canal all faced restrictions aimed at limiting the catch of kings. For the first time in recent history, the commercial and sport harvest of Chinook was shut down throughout Southeast.
I mean, it definitely helped. It didn't reduce harvest to zero, but this year, for this year's run, we have about a 10% harvest rate, which is pretty low. So I think overall, the management actions did help pass more fish through to the spawning gravels.
Elliott says they are likely to implement similar restrictions next year, though it's still too early to say for sure.
It's a conservation burden for every user of this resource. Obviously, the department is going to try to be as responsible as we can to help this stock rebuild, but I would assume there's going to be some similar actions in the upcoming year at least.
The abundance estimate is preliminary for now. Elliott doesn't expect the final number to be very different from the current tally. Though there is some good news this year, Elliott says Chilkat kings are not out of the woods yet.